Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Ireland's Classic Hits Radio, the IBI, and funded by Comisión na Meán with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
This is Track O'Brien on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio, and this is the third part of our Ours to Protect feature on household waste. Over the last 2 weeks, we looked at ways we can all cut back on our household waste. We spoke to families who are making big changes and got the views of our eco-experts at St. Columbkill's National School in Gainstown. This week, we're looking at the Toy Library, who are on a mission to make playtime more sustainable and accessible for all children by keeping toys in the circular economy. I met with its founder, Georgia O'Neill, and started off by asking her where the idea came from.
So as a mother of a young child, she's not so young anymore, but she was when the idea started, I realized that it was just not sustainable the way we were managing toys. We were getting new toys all the time and it was all plastic, and it just didn't sit well with me because she lost interest in these toys so quickly. And then, you know, my house was full of toys. So I thought there must be a better way.
Okay.
And that's where the idea came from. So at the same time, I was studying to prepare a proposal for my PhD in human-computer interaction in UCC. And I was always interested in the circular economy and digital platforms. So I thought, why not create a digital platform where people can share toys? So that's where it came from.
It is something that every house in the country piles up with toys very quickly, and as you said, they just lose interest, they want to go on to the next thing, and it's about keeping this in the circular economy and moving things around instead of buying new toys and new packaging and everything like that.
Absolutely, because the best thing that you can do with plastic is to reuse it. Well, the best thing would be to avoid it.
Once it's already there,
the best thing you can do is to reuse it as much as possible. And that's why this came to life. And that's why this resonates so much with people, because 9 out of 10 toys are made of plastic. 9 out of 10.
Okay. And how does the concept of the Toy Library work?
So we have a digital platform where users can sign up for free. It's free for everyone forever. So we're going to keep it that way. Basically, it's like a marketplace, but there's no buying and selling. So everything is free. So you can give the toys you no longer want, and you can find new toys for your kids. But the really cool thing about the Toy Library, the platform, is that it's hyper-local. So when you list your toy, you put your approximate address, and it's basically, it populates a map where you can see all the toys around you in your neighborhood. So that's the element that keeps it really, really sustainable. But we don't only have the digital platform. As you know, we also do these swap and play events. Today, we just had one in Ballyogan Library. Next month, on the 7th of June, we'll have another one in Dublin 24. We bring people together for the actual toy swap as well. So we call them this session swap and play. Kids can bring toys they want to give away and they can find new toys. We onboard their families on the platform so that they can keep sharing after.
So it's more a showcasing that's happening once a month kind of thing, is it?
Yes, it's a showcasing. It's creating awareness. It's showing what it means to create sustainable joy. We always say, you can have joy, you can have variety of toys, but it has to be sustainable. That's what we do at the Swap and Play.
So if you live in the area of Naas and you log on to the Toy Library, you will start to see other things around County Kildare in your area where there are other product or toys that are popping up and people are ready to move them on, and you can just go along and pick them up.
And if you don't find them, list your toys, because somebody has to start. It takes a village. At the moment, we have many, many toys in Dublin, many, many toys in Cork, because that's where we were the most. But really what we're trying to do is create those clusters of users everywhere in Ireland. So the more people get on the platform, the better the platform will become. So we really need to create that awareness.
Because we're often with three kids at home, and we're often thinking the things pop up, they're never going to use that again. So what we do with it, we go on Facebook and tell people that it's available, whatever. But this is just a perfect, it's geared towards it, and it's all over the country.
Yes, this is a lot better than Facebook because it's private. It's extremely private, privacy friendly, and it's safe. And it's a community of parents like you and me who just want to give away their toys. So there is something about being part of that community, of that, a member of the toy library.
And how do you find people are getting involved? Is, you know, are the numbers increasing? I suppose one of the things that it would occur to me, you know, when you have your first child, you think that's, they're going to have the best of everything. But as you move down through the order, you're not as worried about that. Is that something, is it the bigger families that get involved, or does it matter at all?
It doesn't matter, everybody? Actually. There's a very diverse community. A very diverse community, and that's the beauty of it.
If you want to find out more about the Toy Library, where do you go?
You go on our socials. You can look for the Toy Library Ireland on Instagram. We have a Facebook page as well, the Toy Library. But mostly you go on our website, which is also our platform, www.thetoylibrary.ie.
And that's where you register if you want to get part, be
absolutely,
part of this.
Absolutely, yes.
Go on to the website.
Yes.
Georgia and Neil, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you.
A great innovative idea that keeps toys in the circular economy and money in your pocket. You'll find all you need to know at thetoylibrary.ie. Time to get back for another chat with our eco experts in St. Columbkill's National School in Gainstown.
Leah.
Eve.
Essay.
Zoe.
Carla.
Alexandra.
Lucianne.
Roisin.
Leah.
Josh.
Donica.
Keane.
George.
James.
Keane.
Rory.
Mel.
Daniel.
Patrick.
Afra.
Roisin.
Emily.
And they were asked,
what difference can I make in my own area?
Plant more trees and don't waste food.
Walk or cycle to work instead of driving.
Or taking public transport and picking up rubbish.
Don't be littering.
Planting flowers around your community.
By using the butterfly effect and like picking up rubbish, and also recycling all the water bottles and stuff.
Recycling and getting your 15 cent, and also to make sure to use a bus if you want to go to Dublin.
Like carpool, if like your friends need to go somewhere and you need to go to the same place, you could go in a carpool, and you could go to like a community garden centre and plant stuff.
Use wind and solar energy as much as possible.
Take community transport.
If you have solar panels, use that water instead of an electric shower.
Try to use more eco-friendly gases and not fossil fuels.
Put up compost bins.
Reduce car usage because cars produce smog, and smog is bad for the environment.
Plant some more flowers.
So plenty learnt over the last few weeks on how we can all cut back on our household waste. The three R's: reduce, reuse and recycle, to reduce, minimise consumption by being mindful of your spending habits and buying really what you need, kind of planning meals, which helps with food waste, and making sure that you're really just buying the groceries that you need for that week. Avoid using single-use items, disposable plastic bags, water bottles, all that kind of stuff, and buying in bulk to reduce packaging. Also buying quality products, investing in durable items that last longer and that can reduce the need for replacements. In reusing, you can repurpose old items that otherwise would be thrown away, like old clothes or jars, repairing broken items instead of immediately discarding them, donating unwanted items to charity or resale shops, using reusable containers when you're out shopping and for food storage, and considering to buy second-hand products, whether it be clothes, furniture, or anything else for the house. And the third thing is to recycle. Learn about recycling guidelines and what kind of products are accepted by your local recycling centre. Composting food scraps and garden waste to create nutrient-rich soil. And also recycling any electronic devices. Other things you can do: a simple sign outside the door saying no to junk mail. Choosing eco-friendly products when you're out shopping by looking at the packaging involved, and supporting brands that prioritise sustainability, and by supporting local businesses, which can reduce packaging and also cuts down on the carbon footprint of the products you're buying. Ayres to Protect will return again on July 13th with the first of next month's feature on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio with myself, Shrek O'Brien.
Ayres to Protect is funded by Commission na Meán with the television licence fee, and is a partnership between Ireland's Classic Hits Radio and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ayrestoprotect.ie for more information.